Coach's Insight here on KARE 93.7, talking Jefferson County North basketball, joined by assistant coach, that is Jeff Hale, as always, presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, Tuesday night, a tough one at Horton, as Horton gets the win 33-21. You know, take us through that ball game. Obviously, it just seemed like nothing was going right. Certainly happens, but, you know, kind of take us through your thoughts on that game Tuesday.
Yeah, so kind of been a trend for us the last few games, too. We have not started a game well for a while. I mean, McClough, well, we only scored 9 points that quarter. So, yeah, we haven't started a game good for a while. Horton came ready to play. They outplayed us. They outworked us. Got all the majority of the 50-50 hustle balls, stuff like that. Offensively, we were just very stagnant. Weren't attacking, kind of on our heels, it felt like, the whole game. And the shots were not falling, and you scored 21 points in the game. There's a very, very, very good chance that you're not going to win that game.
What do you credit for the slow starts? If you say it kind of is a trend here in the last few games, you know, what, I guess, is maybe a reasoning behind that? Is it just, again, the shots aren't falling, just maybe lack of execution or hustle? I mean, what kind of goes into kind of determining the slow starts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a combination of everything that you just said there. I don't know necessarily if we're fully locked in to start the game, like fully ready to go, which is something us coaches have been talking about. We're trying to find ways to kind of get us, you know, off to a better start. Whether or not it's calling certain plays or getting us in certain offenses, defenses, whatever it is that we have to do to kind of make sure that we start good. Just kind of seems like we haven't really been having our foot on the gas. Seems like we've been on the brake a lot of the games to start with, and we're not really just attacking downhill. It seems like we're just playing a little passive. So we're working on stuff. Obviously, it didn't hurt to help last week only having one practice, not able to work on very much last week. Because of the couple snow days, but we'll get back at it again tonight, and we'll get stuff fixed and be ready to go towards the end of the season.
Yeah, and getting ready for this final stretch, and it starts Friday with a home game against Pleasant Ridge, and you know, P. Ridge is very solid, you know, at 13-3, 10-2 in the league, and you guys are sitting at 10-2 in league play as well. And the first matchup back in December, you guys eked one out, 38-34. What's maybe the difference this time around?
Yeah, they were missing a couple kids that first game too. Their big guy that plays center for them now, he wasn't eligible until after break. So it's going to be a completely different ball game. They're a very talented team, very good guard play, good post play as well. We're just going to have to make sure we're locked in defensively, able to find all the shooters, because they have a lot of kids that can light it up from the outside, and then make sure we rebound and take care of everything down low on the defensive end. Offensively, I think we just need to get out in transition more, play a little faster, work the ball inside out a little bit more too, because I think that's part of the reason our shots aren't falling as much, as, you know, we're not working it enough and not getting good looks inside. So we're just going to make sure, try to fix those things on offense, and defensively we're going to have to play a really good game on Friday.
That is Jeff Hale, assistant boys coach at Jefferson County North, joining us as always. Team coming off a loss to Horton, back to it against a very solid Pleasant Ridge team on Friday night at home. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.